The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The next article is titled Goat of the Conjure by Lala Ntuti Ahari. Black Americans own approximately 124,551 businesses, and only 4% of those startups are founded by Black women, according to the U.S. Census. One of those incredible women is Lala Ntuti Ahara, master conjurer, spiritual coach, owner of the Conjure Academy, and proprietor of the largest spiritual candle company in the world. As the founder of the Conjure, Lala Ntuti Ahara built her empire in 2 years, earning her the Stevie Silver Award for fastest growing business. Launching in January of 2019, she grew her multi-million dollar business more than 400% by the following year with minimal marketing outside of Instagram in the midst of a pandemic. 2020 saw $6.5 million in revenue and 2 million views on YouTube, and now she averages $1 million in revenue monthly. But her shift to a full-time entrepreneur wasn't a decision that came easy. How it started: leaving her steady 17-year career in the mortgage banking industry, Lala set out on a new career path faced with countless unknowns. Her first warehouse was in her kitchen, with her living room as the shipping area. She knew that success is based on your creativity, motivation, dedication, research, and the ability to manage, organize, and delegate as needed. So, with the help of family and friends, she persevered. How it is going? With hard work and determination, Lala is conjuring up something special and giving new meaning to Black girl magic. Now she reaches millions of lives, inspiring people to take control of their own reality by strengthening their spiritual work. Now that conjuring is more mainstream, her candles help many searching for comfort and control in a time where it seems to be in short supply. How about you? Lala's dream is to empower you to be open to your spiritual journey. She invites you to free yourself from the everyday drain of negative energy and financial, emotional, and mental blockages. What I do isn't for everyone, and entrepreneurship isn't for everyone either, she says. But for the ones that know that it is for them, you will feel the tugging at your heart when you are going in the right direction. The next article is titled Acids for Us. For skincare newbies, the thought of using acids in your regimen can seem a bit intimidating. But trust us, the right product is what's going to help lead you to glorious skin. Simply put, acids can do it all, from gently exfoliating to breaking down excess oils to dissolving sebum and removing dead skin cell buildup for a brighter, more radiant complexion. Some acids even work as humectants to lock in moisture for plump, dewy results. In skincare, hydroxy acids are a group of naturally occurring acids that can be divided into three subcategories: alpha hydroxy acids, AHA, beta hydroxy acids, BHA, and polyhydroxy acids, PHA, explains Texas-based dermatologist Adeline. They are naturally occurring acids derived from food and plant-based sources such as sugarcane juice, sour milk, grapes, willow bark, and so on, each with slightly different qualities. The good news, AHA and BHA can provide results within minutes
of application, though anti-aging and dark spot correction can take up to 12 weeks. Results are also immediate with hyaluronic acid, but continued use will lead to increased skin hydration and plumping over time. Notes, Brooklyn-based plastic surgeon. Ascorbic acid, vitamin C, takes about 3 weeks to show its effects, she adds. On the flip side, overusing acids can increase the chances of irritation or damage or melanated skin, which can then lead to post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, PIH. Taking a gentle approach to skin care and easing into use of exfoliating acids are key to prevention, advises Geniton. Your skin sensitivity is your best barometer. If your skin feels at all irritated, it is important to ease up on using acids. Daily sunscreen is always a good idea, but it's even more so if any exfoliating acids are in your routine. When it comes to choosing a favorite acid, derms liken it to picking their favorite child. Geniton cites lactic acid as a top performer and the ultimate multitasker. It is both an exfoliant and humectant, which means it will smooth and brighten without stripping the skin of moisture, she says. It is especially well suited for skin of color because it is gentle on the skin and less likely to cause issues with irritation or hyperpigmentation. The doctor lists polyhydroxysalicylic and glycolic acids as great starter options. And she considers malic acid, citric acid, and mandelic acid, and tartaric acid among some of the safest chemicals exfoliants in the skin of color because they do not penetrate past the topmost layer of the skin. For those with more sensitive skin, she suggests fruit enzyme exfoliants. Think pineapple and papaya, as they exhibit no known allergens. With more and more at-home peel options popping up, you might wonder, is this right for me? The answer is a bit complex. Essentially, chemical peels can be divided into three categories: superficial, medium, or deep, depending on the depth of the effect achieved by the acid. Results tend to be more profound with increased depth of penetration, but so are the downtime and the potential for complications, says Geniton. Superficial peels can be safely performed every 3 to 4 weeks. Medium depth peels should be spaced apart by 4 to 6 weeks. I don't recommend deep peels, but if performed, these are generally done once in a lifetime. As a caveat, don't let social media lead you astray. Smearing oranges or fresh pineapple on your face won't give you the same results as over-the-counter or derm-prescribed options, other than being a waste of fruits that would be best eaten. This can cause itching, irritant contact dermatitis, or rashes, with no skin care benefit to show for it, explains the doctor. Remember, these enzymes have to be extracted and formulated for safe absorption and effectiveness in skin. So save the fruits for your smoothie and choose the right acids for your skin. The next article is titled Bermuda's Best Beauty Secrets. On a recent visit to Bermuda, Rosewood Hotel, our style and beauty editor met 6 entrepreneurs who are changing Black women's skincare and hair care routines. Dove and Butterfly, Shi Von Lee. The path I've taken had always been traditional, Lee says. You study biology because you're going to med school, right? So for me to come to this so organically and naturally is something I didn't expect or plan for. It feels surreal. While many brands are still trying to organize international shipping, Dove and Butterfly has already scaled to the US, UK, and Canada. I want to be a household name, Lee says. Maybe something you find in Target. Her products specifically address eczema, acne, and hyperpigmentation. Dove and Butterfly, the body products are priced from $6 to $36. Sade Milan Skin, Ashley Lee Simmons. Sade Milan Skin was birthed from Simmons' own struggles down there, quote unquote. I couldn't get waxed during quarantine, so I shaved, and I got quite a few ingrown hairs, she says. So I ordered a bunch of products, and over time, as I started researching more about natural ingredients and feminine health, I found there were so many other women, especially of color, experiencing the same issue with a bikini oil, ingrown hair serum, dark mark corrector, intimate cleanser, and bikini and underarm polish. Sade Milan Skincare barely stays stocked. Sade Milan Skin goodies in this line range from $16 to $38. Pink Lotus Hair and Skin Essentials. Leah Mills. Mills has seemingly unlocked the code to longer, healthier hair. I love my growth oil, she says. I use it every time I wash my hair and when I'm wearing protective styles. She shares that interacting with other beauty creators has made her a better businesswoman, despite her reserved nature. I'm actually very introverted, she says, but being a part of this beauty renaissance here in Bermuda, I'm learning from others. Pink Lotus Hair and Skin Essentials will begin international shipping in December. Pink Lotus Hair and Skin Essentials, the selection of items costs between $23 and $40. Salt Spray Soap Company, Janelle John. I returned to Bermuda from university feeling like I wanted to invest in Bermuda somehow, John says of starting her award-winning body care brand. Hers is one of the few that ships internationally, and John admits it hasn't been easy. It's difficult in Bermuda because it's so expensive to get ingredients, she says. And it's too small of an island to produce the raw ingredients, so everything's expensive to get here and to ship. Nonetheless, the 6-year-old label has managed to do it, ultimately opening a bustling brick-and-mortar storefront. Salt Spray Soap Company. The brand's offerings cost between $12 and $22. Soriche Plus Company, Charmaine Russell. Russell may be a hairstylist and the owner of a salon on the island, but it wasn't hair care that piqued her entrepreneurial skills. When my son was around 3 years old, he had like alligator-looking skin on his leg because it was all cracked up, she says. So I was looking for something to soothe the skin, and commercially, I couldn't find anything. I started searching for something that was more natural and discovered shea butter. Starting with body care, Russell has since expanded to skin care with the launch of her cleansing oil. The Sweet Place, Sarai Painter. All intimate skincare is not created equal. Just ask Painter. With toners, cleansers, masks, feminine wash, and scrubs, the Sweet Place has everything you need for a happy flower. I live on an island and we have summer all the time here. Always on the water or going on the beach, she says. I wanted women to feel comfortable regardless of what they wear. The beautiful climate and landscape of her native island serves as Painter's greatest inspiration. I find so much joy and peace when I'm here, she says. It just helps my creative process. The Sweet Place. These feminine care products are priced from $7 to $70. The next article is titled Weathering the Winter. Contrary to popular belief, dry and brittle curls don't have to be your reality this season. While the onset of winter may mean pulling out our best snakeskin boots for naturalists, the harsh weather can mean hard times for our curls. With less moisture in the atmosphere and stylish yet damaging hats sucking the moisture out of our strands, brittle, broken curls can become commonplace. However, the experts remind us that freezing temperatures are not actually the enemy. We just have to be equipped with the right plan. You'll want to protect your hair by maintaining a proper regimen at home, says Natasha Hickman, Hair Club artistic educator and stylist. She explains that most frequent conditioning, increased emollients, proper nourishment of your body, and protecting your mane while you sleep are key. Here are the crucial steps to locking hydration and radiance into coils, even when the weather outside is frigid. Skip the wash, but only sometimes. Cleansing your hair should be done less frequently in colder months. Incorporating a cold wash cleansing conditioner into your regimen while maintaining maximum moisture levels, Hickman says. She also recommends a leave-in conditioner and oil for daily maintenance and a weekly deep conditioning treatment for stronger penetration of the hair shaft. Since we are indoors more in the cooler months, it's easy to find time for intensive hair care, especially masking. Renee Goddard, Aveda's global artistic director of texture, advises using hydrating masks every 1 to 2 weeks to give our hair the love it deserves. Let the mask get steamy and never exceed 20 minutes with it on, she says. Quench those curls. To maintain hair moisture, Hickman suggests drinking lots of water and using satin-lined winter hats and a satin pillowcase to avoid stripping the hair of natural oils. Goddard seconds that advice. She also proposes using a humidifier at home to reduce moisture loss, along with wetting your hair every 3 to 4 days to bring hydration back to your tresses. Dry curls can't adequately absorb moisture and oils, our experts point out. Rewetting the hair shaft reopens the cuticle and restores proper hydration to your tresses. Dry right. It might be Silkcrest season, but don't get too comfortable with the hot tools. Both Hickman and Gator recommend steering away from excess heat to avoid compromising your curl pattern. Gator counsels you to letting your hair air dry instead for stylish results. To avoid using a flat iron, allow your hair to dry naturally overnight using flexi rods, bantu knots, or perm rods, she says, if you're on the move and have no time for air drying. Hickman encourages the use of microfiber towels. The gentle material is great for removing excess water from your strands without stripping away much needed moisture the way traditional towels do. If you absolutely must use a hair dryer, Hickman says that one with a diffuser attachment on low heat is the way to go. This will allow your curls to maintain their shape while avoiding frizz, she says. Keep it cute and cut. This is the most obvious advice there is, yet it's often ignored. Hickman advocates keeping your hair trimmed during the winter months, especially. Trimming away dry split ends will prevent any damage from spreading up the hair shaft, she explains. A good trim will keep your curls looking their best. The next article is titled Majorly Talented as his works across film and TV woes audiences. Jonathan Majors is simply doing him. In some contexts, the phrase, do you, is used as a dismissive semi-threat. But when Jonathan Majors hears those words on set, the actor knows it's go time. My director, Joe Talbot, essentially was like, do you, bro, just do it. Major says of filming what's now considered his breakout role in the last Black Man in San Francisco in 2018. He would hear those same words on the set of the Five Bloods a year later. Spike was like, do it, Morehouse, which is what he calls me, the actor he calls, just do it. Since that time, Majors, 32, has found himself in one exceptional project after another, from Lovecraft Country to Lukey and to This Falls, The Harder They Fall. But building that type of resume in the midst of a pandemic has had its challenges. I've been in isolation, just doing my thing, he explains. Some days it feels like you're working in an echo chamber, and other times it's like you're working in a vacuum. Some days you feel like you're just in it by yourself and ain't nobody checking for you. Contrary to this impression, people are definitely checking for the Yale School of Drama grad who grew up in Georgetown, Texas. In fact, Mr. Samuel, who co-wrote, co-produced, and directed Netflix's reimagined all-black western, The Harder They Fall, offered Majors the lead role of Nate Love before ever seeing him act. Jonathan never auditioned for the role, Samuel declares. I saw him in an interview and I said, he's Nat Love. I want him as Nat Love. I hadn't seen anything he was in. It was just instinct. I never questioned that was the right decision. After Majors received Samuel's call offering the role of the revenge-seeking outlaw, he wrote a poem in the voice of Love and sent it to the filmmaker. Poetry is one of the many creative outlets Majors had used over the years to make sense of his emotions. He was particularly drawn to acting. However, because it's the one art form that requires him to bring nothing but himself. It wasn't until it was like, I have no instruments. I have no saxophone. I have no pen, no paper, no watercolors, none of that. It's just me and all my madness coming out. That I was like, that's all I need, he explains. I was a little broke kid. I done pawned more instruments than I've played. You know what I mean? But I don't have to pawn myself. I could do this art with nothing but me. Major's creative inclinations began when he was a preteen. Ironically, when he was sent to an alternative school for students with behavioral issues, he was finally given the freedom to tap into his talents. Imagination, aggression, all those things lent themselves to the art, he says. There was a lot of anger, a lot of containment, very much like now. People put me in a corner. Even now, being encouraged to express himself without restriction is somewhat foreign. It's a crazy thing for a kid who was always getting stopped, he says, and it's why, he shares jokingly, he'll often ask directors, you sure now? Because once I go on, it's on. Equally bizarre to Majors, whose next notable role will be as Kang of the Conqueror in Marvel Studios' Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, is the notion that he's an overnight success. It's not the truth, he says, though he acknowledges that it might appear as if his career jumped off relatively quickly. Was the climb quick? No. At 17, I was homeless in my car reading Stanislavski, so count it up. Despite the challenges along his path to leading man, Major says he never doubted he'd reach the place where he is now. I just knew it, he admits. All the trials and tribulations, something in me was like, you're going to make it. You can do it. You don't know where that belief comes from, but when it comes, you can't shut it off. The next article is titled, If Not For My Girls. Coca-Cola and Essence are back for a third season of If Not For My Girls. This incredible video series brings out a brand new cast of women featuring Ari Lennox, Seven Streeter, and Aaliyah Janelle. As female bosses in the entertainment industry, these ladies support each other, lift each other up, and cheer each other on through it all. But before you watch, let's meet them. Ari Lennox, the singer and songwriter originally from D.C., launched her career
with the Five Finger Discount mixtape in the early 2010s. She went on to be the first female artist signed to Dreamville Records and has had a steady run in R&B music for several years. Her album, Shea Butter Baby, hit the Billboard 200 chart at number 104, and recently she took the mainstream music scene by storm with the duet On It and new single Pressure. Aaliyah Janelle, a professional choreographer and dancer based in Los Angeles, you know her better as the creator of Queens in Lettos. Known for her energetic and expressive style, she has worked with A-list celebs and exploded Q&L into a worldwide entertainment phenomenon. But it's her belief that Q&L is not only for the dance floor, but an approach to life that inspires people around the globe. Seven Streeter, the native Floridian, first entered the music industry as a member of Pop R&B's TG4, but emerged as a very successful contemporary R&B songwriter for other artists while releasing her own wider scoped solo projects. After building a solid reputation creating songs for music's elite performers, she had an R&B hit of her own with 2013's It Won't Stop, and recently released her new album, Drunken Words, Sober Thoughts. The next article is of Editor's Picks. Go, Art Basel. The international art fair known as Art Basel returns to Miami. Galleries and exhibits will be open to the public from December 2nd through the 4th. The Lion King, one of the longest running shows on Broadway, is back for its 24th year. Allen Ailey, American Dance Theater, resumes performances December 1 through 19 at New York City Center with premieres by artist director Robert Battle and resident choreographer Jamar Roberts. Backlisted, senior editor entertainment Brandy Victorian rounds up the newest cultural offerings to explore. You should watch Highway to Heaven. Lifetime gives the beloved 80s classic a reboot as a movie series starring Jill Scott as an angel who comes to Earth to help those in need. A Sisterly Christmas. Deborah Joy Winans and Lisa Michelle Cornelius star in this own original movie about siblings whose luxury getaway test their holiday spirit and family bond. Bruised. Halle Berry shows what she's made of in front of and behind the camera, making her directorial debut and playing a disgraced MMA fighter in this Netflix original. You should read Will. Will Smith, the movie Supernova and iconic Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star, opens up about tying external success to internal happiness in this highly anticipated memoir. Call Us What We Carry. Amanda Gorman, the youngest inaugural poet in American history, releases her breakout poetry collection, which includes The Hill We Climb, the powerful work she's read at the swearing-in of President Joe Biden last January. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.